This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch hamavam. We're continuing Mishnah Berura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Nun Beis. We're in Sif Aleph, Mishnah Berura, Sif Katan, Tes. That if the Tzibur already started Yotzer, and there's no time to say Pesukei D'Zimra, the opinion of the Mechaber, at least, is to skip Pesukei D'Zimra. Like we pointed out, the Mishnah Berura brings the Mishkan HaSiach that argues, and so you say Shema and the brachas with the tzibur, you daven with them, and then at the end of the when you finish davening, you say the whole pesuk of the zimra without the bracha before and after. The Ramah says Mikamakam Yoimar Kol HaBrachas Shemachuyev Levarach BaBoker. After davening, you say all the brachas Hashachar. Says Mishnah Berura Mikamakam Yoimar Reitzo Loimar Shemachuyev LaAmram Achar Atfila Imlay Amram Kadem Atfila. You're obligated to say them after davening if you didn't say them before. Now, the Dirsha brings a fascinating machlokes. What if you only have time for Baruch Shamar Ashrei Yishtabach? If you say the Berachas HaShachar, if you don't say the Berachas HaShachar, you have time for the rest of Pesukei D'Zimra. In other words, what's more important? Saying the whole Pesukei D'Zimra before davening, or saying the Berachas HaShachar before davening? Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Birchas HaShachar before davening is more important than the rest of Pesukei D'Zimra. Rav Chaim Knievsky, he holds, you say Birchas HaShachar after davening. Okay? All of this, it just emphasizes the importance of coming early. You know, in other words, listen, it could happen that a person comes late, but everybody has to do a serious Cheshbon HaNefesh and ask himself, do I have time, my regular schedule, am I leaving enough time to say everything before? If not, then starting tomorrow, you will. But, in other words, a person really has to make sure that their regular Seder Hayom allows them to say the whole Pesukei D'Zimra and the Berachas HaShachar before. Fine. The Mishnah Berura continues. V'ayin le'el b'sun mem zayin tziv ches l'inya Berachas HaTorah. Uve Mishnah Berura sham. So in other words, earlier we had that really you should say Berachas HaTorah before you say Pesukei D'Zimra, because you shouldn't even say Pesukim Derech Tachanunim. Now what's he quoting from the Eliyahu Rabbah here? He says, the Mechaber there had a suffix. If Kriya Shema is considered learning enough, in other words, the question is, maybe I don't have to say Berachas HaTorah, I'll rely on Ahava Rabbah, and Kriya Shema is a suffix. Why? Why would Kriya Shema be a suffix? Because Kriya Shema is only like Divrei Tefillah, because you're not saying it for Limud. The Gra holds it's not Limud, and the Eliyahu Rabbah holds it's not Limud. In other words, you should really say Berachas HaTorah before. That after you already said Shemana Esrei, you should not say Elokei Neshama. Why? Shekvar yatzer brachas mechai hamesim. Va'ayin b'pri megadim shekasav demidivrei harama loy mashmakin. The Pri Megadim says, the Rama doesn't say that. The Rama seems to imply, yoymer kol habrachay shemachayiv levarach baboyker. He doesn't say except for Elokei Neshama. So you got a problem. Houston, you got a problem. If you're going to leave the Berachas HaShachar till after davening, you're going to have a suffix whether after Mechaye HaMesim, you're allowed to say the bracha of Elokei Neshama. So what's the best aid? So Mikamakam Yotzer Tov L'Chachila, Lotzis Aliba D'Kol Yama, Dahainu, She'im Hischil Kfar L'Hispal, if you already started to daven, V'Shachach Mikoydem Brachas Elokei Neshama, Yechavein Beferish Brachas V'Neman Ata, She'in Oyrosa Lufter Bezer Brachas Elokei Neshama. You should have negative kavana. You should have in mind that you don't want to be Yotze Elokei Neshama, V'Azlu Kol Yama Yivarchan Achar Tefila. Then everyone would agree with you. You can make the bracha after davening. Then he the bracha is ain't srichas kavana lotzeis. Granted, brachos do not require kavana to be yoytze mikal makom. Nevertheless, hechad mechavim beferush shaloi latzeis shaper dami. Even though for brachos you don't need specific kavana, but negative kavana works not to be yoytze ayin shamoid. Fine. V'ayim beber halach shekasam dem shachach brachos haTorah v'hischa brachos kriyas shema yichavin beferush beberchas avraba liftar brachos haTorah. If for whatever reason, Rabbi say, somebody forgot Berachas HaTorah, they should be mechavein explicitly to be yoytze Berachas HaTorah and learn right after davening. So the bracha mechaye yamisim, you should have kavana not to be yoytze aleikai neshama. The bracha of Ava Rabba, you should have in mind to be yoytze Berachas HaTorah. Fine.
What's the chilak between those two?
Perhaps the chiluk is that when it comes to mechaye amesim, mechaye amesim is a shevach that Hashem has the ability to be mechaye amesim. Alaykai neshama is a specific shevach that Hashem return your soul in the morning. There are two distinct brachos. It happens to be that there's overlap and that you could be yoytze one with the other, but they're two separate inyanim. Memela, if you we say, okay, so have negative kavana and let there not be overlap. When it comes to Ava Rabba, Ava Rabba is basically Berachas HaTorah. It is Berachas HaTorah. Elamai, you have to make Berachas HaTorah earlier because, you're going to be learning earlier. So Ava Rabba is a Berachas HaTorah. It's for a Kriya Shema. And Berachas HaTorah is for learning in general. But it's not like they're different subject matters.
See, also, you're about to say Shema. We want to make sure that you have Berachas HaTorah. Then, I mean, I know it's that for Kanun, we're dominating, but right before Shema, I should say Berachas HaTorah.
Yeah, but again, if you didn't miss Berachas HaTorah, then we don't say have in mind. In other words, Ahava Rabba is Berachas HaTorah. Okay, weiter. Kol HaBrachas. Ein Mesir Mar Mordechai V'Sefer Na'ar Shalom. Dizman Kol HaBrachas U'Kol HaYom B'Diyavad. This is very interesting. Let's say you have girls in your house, and the ukaminhagam hakadosh, they don't always wake up for vasikin, and let's say they want to know, can I say brachos echvest, 3 p.m. You know, what's halacha? Could you say shachris? You now to say definitely after chatzos, after zman tefila. That we'll discuss when we get to Hilchos Tefillah. But the Zman of Brachas is the whole day, B'di'evet. V'chein Kasa B'sefer Ma'asarav, L'Hagrazal. V'hoysev Shem Oid Yoysa. The Gra adds further. Da'afilu B'layla Atshas Hashena Hu Chiyuvan Im Shachal Amru Kadam. Wow. The Gra is a Chiddush Nifla. You could make the Bracha. Ashanosan La'sech Vivina L'havchim Ben Yom Uvein Loyla. Hamapil Chev Le'shena Aleinoi. Right before you go to sleep. V'nirali, if sleep is grabbing hold of you, you can't say Amaver Shena. Dugmas Berachas Hamazon. That when you're hungry, you don't bench. L'chatchila, you certainly should be careful not to say brachas beyond this man tefila. You could say them till chatzos, ki chen muchach mehar b'yachroinim, shaloi hifsid habrachis achar habashois. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying, lichar chila till the end of Zman Tefillah. B'di'evet till chatzos. V'hameka lismach b'di'evet ala gdoilim hanal v'archasam achar chatzos ein limchos b'yaday. Let's say a guy is saying, shaloi asani goy, right before he goes to sleep, we're not going to throw rotten tomatoes at him. It's not right. He just did his linen. It's still clean. And we don't want to soil his linen. But it sounds like this is not something to rely on. In other words, a person might say also, we saw, let's say according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's better to say the whole Pesukei Dezimra, I'm sorry, let's say according to Rav Chaim Knievsky, it's better to say the whole Pesukei Dezimra and skip the Berachas HaShachar. So you say, well, how long do I have? The answer is try to make sure you say the Berachas HaShachar before Zman Tefillah is over. And if not, before Chatzos. But don't rely on the Psak of the Maimon Mordechai and the Nahar Shalom and the Goyin that you have until the night. Okay? So that's the That's session one. If you could hang out with me for a couple more minutes, let's finish up the week. And then next week we'll have to figure out how to get in 4 days. Okay.
Quick question on just on that topic.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.